If we talk about Muslims around the world who have been blessed with wealth, when I think about Arabian countries or African countries, just for analysis, likewise, if you go this way or the other way, you go towards America or Canada, you can analyze many countries of the world. If you come towards down south, towards Latin America, or there are so many other countries in that part of the world. Suppose if this is map of the world, this is map of the world, okay? And we are located here. I mean, Pakistan is located here. If you go up from Pakistan, Russia is that side. Australia, New Zealand, and Far East is that side. If you come that side, then you will see African countries. If you come this side, then you will see UK, Europe, and you'll find many Arabian countries here, whereas Latin America, West Indies, and Brazil and other countries are here. America and Canada is located here. It's just an overview of a map. I'm just explaining you. You'll see Russia here and China located here. Muslims reside in each and every part of the world. And Allah has blessed some with wealth so much. So much so that some of them don't even know by themselves that how much wealth do they possess. Billionaires, yes, billionaires. They are owner of tons of gold. It's true. Just for the sake of an argument, suppose if we calculate their zakah, it would total up in trillions. Not saying it is paid, but it would total up in billions and trillions. Dear respected viewers, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives ability and Muslims of the whole world give out their zakah properly, well, here I'm not talking about nafil sadaqah. Giving more in charity voluntarily, that's separate. I'm talking about compulsory zakah. If all the Muslims around the world, they pay their zakah properly, then the money reaches to the rightly deserving of zakah. But no one will remain poor in this world. Yes, dear viewers, Allah has given people abundant wealth, but there are many Muslims not given the part of Allah. There are many upon them zakah is fard, but they're not willing to pay. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth. You've got lands, gold, you've got stock in your shop, you've got so much. Suppose if zakah of 1 million rupees is fard upon you, and you would say, I haven't sold anything, how can I pay 1 million rupees in zakah? Okay, you haven't got 1 million rupees, you've got stock worth of 1 million rupees, haven't you? You've got fabric, you've got suits, you've got grain, you've got gold in your shop. You've got all this stock in your shop. Well, you've got stock, that's why zakah has become fard, isn't it? If 1 million rupees of zakah is fard upon you, you possess wealth in millions, then this much has become fard upon you. You don't have money, but you have got stock. You say, I haven't sold anything for 2 months, and I don't have money. If you don't have money, then you can give your stock in zakah.